The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
You know, I don't think this place is ever going to get dark. There are places where light lodges itself in various localities, on a cloud, on a part of the horizon, on part of these holes here inside the tunnel here. You know, there's a luminosity that...
I feel it.
I think we should sleep in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The summer solstice, the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and the official beginning of summer, is marked by an obscure art installation called the Sun Tunnels in a very remote part of the Utah desert. Concrete drain pipes are aligned to channel the sun's rays at precise celestial moments. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, Sun Tunnels, produced by Scott Carrier with Hearing Voices.
Nancy Holt, a New York artist, built or rather installed the Sun Tunnels on the west side of the Great Salt Lake in 1973, but I'd never been out there to see them, neither of my friends Alex Caldiero and Lisa Miller. So on Monday, we decided to drive out and see what they're like. It's a four-hour drive from Salt Lake City, west, past the Salt Flats, then north through the Basin and Range Desert.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day. There are clouds in the sky high up, you know, blue, beautiful blue sky. I see mountains over this road. Now and then these big trucks come, and I almost feel a moment of tension, you know, and they, boom, you know, go by like that, and then I relax again.
Alex is a poet and a humanities scholar, and I was glad he wanted to come along because I'm not much of an expert on conceptual art. And I needed him to explain what the sun tunnels were about. I mean, I knew they were set up for the winter and summer solstices, but there had to be more to it than that.
Visualizations like this offer us images of consistency, you know, the movement of the spheres, of the sun moving across, of some sort of, you know, predictability to things. Something you could count on, man. You know, you can't count on the stock market. You can't count on another place being bombed. You know, there's so many things going on that sort of leave us very, very distraught and unsafe with the feeling of insecure, you know, all the time.
It's pretty empty and desolate out there, and there were no signs on the road telling us where to go.
What does that sign say?
52.
Luckily, we had some directions printed off the internet.
Did it say a left?
We just kept going, and eventually we found it.
There they are.
Is that them?
There they are.
Yeah, I think I see them. Right there.
It's just four concrete cylinders, each 18 feet long, 9 feet in diameter, arranged in an X pattern on the nearly barren desert floor. Some mountains in the distance, some jackrabbits, a hawk, an owl. We got there just before sunset and watched the sun go down from inside one of the four cylinders with Ed Walton, who lives nearby and said he's been there on the solstice 9 years in a row.
So how come you come out here every year?
I just think it's one of the most wonderful pieces of art in the world. I like art, and I think it's one of the most wonderful. I really do, that it's so overlooked. It's got a lot of things in it. Science, you know, history, religion, and such, you know. So it's just got a little bit of everything. It doesn't really matter who you are. If you happen to come by here, it's going to fascinate you.
And so, how many miles away do you live?
Just right over. You go through that pass there. It's a very short distance.
How many neighbors do you have?
We have one neighbor that's just a short way. It's about a half a mile, maybe a mile before you get to us, about 2 miles up the road. I really enjoy the solitude. I love it very much, you see what I mean, but it's definitely not for any for everybody. There's no 7-Elevens, there's no, you know, Dairy Queens, McDonald's, there's no malls, there's no stores, there's no, you know. It's just not for everybody.
We laid there crosswise in the tube for 4 or 5 hours. It was really quiet and calm, a lot different back home in the city, where everything seems so messed up.
You know, it's such a drag. Fear.
Yeah, that's getting old.
You would think. And yet, on the media, what we get is most of the time is keep these guys in fear.
I know.
We're in a post-9/11 world. We're in a post-9/11 world. The terrorists struggled to get us. This is the new boogeyman. Right. Don't go in that room. The boogeyman will eat you up. Don't think that thought. The boogeyman will get you. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. The boogeyman will get you. Don't touch that. Don't think that thought. Don't touch. Don't touch that. Don't go into that room. Don't think that. The boogeyman will get you. Do this. Do this. Memory works. It does. It does. Come here. Come here. Little creatures in my head. Take off your clothes. Is it the moon or the sun? A snake across my path would mean something. As if it were going to never happen. I want to go where the sound goes after the bell stops ringing.
You could live in here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think this place is ever going to get dark. There are places where light lodges itself in various localities, on a cloud, on a part of the horizon, on part of these holes here inside the tunnel here. You know, there's a luminosity that...
I feel it.
I think we should sleep in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a good night. The most happening sky we'd ever seen. Shooting stars, wandering stars, pulsing stars. It's an amazing place. You should go there, if you can find it.
To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to saving the last great places on Earth. Our theme music is by 35th Parallel. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. I'll be back next week with a new Nature Stories podcast.